The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Curry and Clapo Show here on a Thursday morning live from Vulcan. I want to thank the fine folks at Vulcan. I didn't realize that Vulcan's actually closed.
That's why they're letting you here. Wait till it opens.
So we're up here broadcasting live. They got it barricaded for the Curry and Clapo Show, and we greatly appreciate that. Vulcan will be open later on, I think, this year sometime in December. They're doing something special for Halloween, though, too. They're doing some light show for Halloween, so you can
see it.
I thought
they were putting up the costume on.
And by the way, you think it's chilly now. Wait till next Tuesday.
I saw.
Halloween is going to be nice.
That's, you know what, that's weather in the South, right?
All right.
80-40.
Exactly. It'll be about 30 degrees cooler next Tuesday. So, it's going to be great.
So, I shouldn't say I'm cold right now?
No. You're good.
Nipping a little bit.
You're dressed up, too. We'll be on Fox 6 later on this morning around 9:35, 9:40, talking about something we'll get into here on the Curry and Clapo Show. Tinder. Tinder has a brand new platform or a brand new thing you can do where you can actually invite friends and family.
Friends, yeah.
To look at the people that you're wanting to date. And they can chime in on whether they think it's a good match for you or not.
Mm-hmm. I had a whole conversation with my kids last night about this. My kids usually don't care about most of the stuff that I talk about or we talk about. They really don't. And in fact, they're sort of like mortified and embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, if I talk about Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
But this was one, the Clapo kids just jumped on in. They were all over this, including a quote from one of them. I think you should do it so you can see the hellscape that Alabama Tinder is. That's from one of them.
There is probably a few people on Tinder in the state of Alabama that are unlike any other Tinder followers.
It's unique, yes. And there's a lot of pictures of fish, football.
See, and Tinder used to be, I mean, when Tinder first started, it was just a hookup.
Yeah, no.
So
this
now
is,
it's become more of a, I guess, more of a dating site?
It is for the 20-year-olds. It's very, I would say it's very mainstream for the 20-ish-year-olds.
Yeah. Why you want your mother to chime in on whether you think you're a good match with...
that's why I texted...
Tyrone from Bessemer is another story.
That's why I texted. There are some cultures, we know there are cultures where sort of prearranged marriages or it's culturally accepted for parents to kind of weigh in really strongly, like, I think this is who you should marry.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. This is a whole new low for family dynamics. Like, I got to think of a lot of things we're going to say on TV, because I have one thing. If you as a parent are telling your child, your 20-year-old, mm-hmm. that I want to be a part of this and I am going to help you find the right date.
Yeah.
You instantly, in that moment, have just blown your relationship with your kid.
It's pretty sick.
It's like, you could, there are a few things that you could do that were maybe equally bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is right up there.
Yeah.
Particularly if you demand it.
No, I would ask my friends. I have no problem with my friends.
That's what I texted. That's what my daughter said.
I think we all do that.
Group, it's girl night.
Yeah.
Parents, it's mortifying.
Yeah.
I did ask both my kids. I said, because we know both our kids, again, my kids are adults, and they have mentioned here and there that they are on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how they, you know, connect for dates. And
imagine a daughter asking her dad.
That's what I'm saying.
Because nothing is going to be good enough for
her. Well, and the flip side, imagine a dad sort of like demanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's never asked me. But I've started like, well, hey, let's see what's out there.
Hey, we were talking about something else too that you're going to get into, and is amazing, because I was in the car for about 25 minutes this morning and didn't hear one story about the mass shooting in Maine, which should tell you where we're at and how desensitized we are to mass shootings now. But a mass shooting, you'll be on Fox 6 later this afternoon talking about it.
Oh my God, I didn't hear it. I didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
I was in my news feed,
mm-hmm.
and it was, when I looked at it, it was 2 hours old.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes one of these things. We have access. Everything we see is global, right? So we have access to everything. So I think the news organizations, I mean, it would be interesting to ask Jeremy and the other producers, how do you decide what is breaking news,
mm-hmm.
right? Because everything happening in Gaza right now is breaking news.
Yeah.
And so where do you bring in...
The Speaker of the House is breaking news.
Where do you bring in... I mean, this is terrible to say.
The hurricane in Acapulco is breaking news.
That's exactly. So how do you decide... You know, and that's terrible. I can't even believe I'm saying it. How do you decide where to fit the mass shooting?
Yeah.
If you're not in Maine.
Yeah.
I thought the most scary part, but you know, and again, I'm like, the fact that we're sort of analyzing it for another mass shooting, but the town being on a lockdown.
Yeah.
And I remember Richard Ramirez and being there. I mean, that imagine being on a lockdown in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a town of about 60,000. I think there's 100,000 metro, and so it's a small little town, and it happened in a bowling alley, which, you know, you think of safe places, you think about churches and schools, and
a bowling alley?
Well, I mean...
Okay, so, right. So, you know, so you told me I had to do my standard whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, first it was, mommy, daddy, is it safe to go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Then it was, mommy, daddy, is it safe to go to the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, daddy, is it safe to go to church? Mommy, daddy, is safe to go to the mall.
Yeah.
Mommy, daddy, is safe to go to a concert.
Yeah.
Now we got bowling alley.
So how do you, as a psychologist, because you're going to be asked this question probably a million times, how does it change? I mean, or does it change? I mean, I don't know how many mass shootings we've had in 2023. It's hundreds. A mass shooting, I think, is anything over three people. So what do you do?
So, you know, look, nobody likes this. A lot of people like this. A lot of people don't. Look at other countries. Look at other countries. Just look at how they structure it.
Mm-hmm.
It's policy. It's law. It's rule.
Yeah.
Again, I liken it to seatbelt and helmet laws. People don't want to hear that. But when you look at the most potent kind of interventions to change it, you make it a law. You make it a rule. You know, sure, in England and in other places, you have people wielding machetes.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not shooting guns. I'm not saying that, and we can debate this forever, and that's okay, but it is true that if there is access to guns, the probability of mass shooting increases. Doesn't mean that we don't have to deal with mental health things, but it's like, it's very practical. If there is access to a gun, then the chance that it will happen goes up.
What we're doing is not working.
Well, yes.
So at some point you go, listen, and this goes for family dynamics, it goes for things at work. If something's not working, you change something.
I
know there's people on both sides of this, but policy needs to change.
But that's the thing, and we've talked about this a million times. It is the price of democracy,
mm-hmm.
right? We want to change something, but everybody has different views. So often our change either happens so slowly because it's incremental, or we have kind of what I call sort of diluted change.
Yeah.
We need a big change, but it kind of gets diluted because this side's this, and this is this, and everybody. But the reality is, the more access we're going to have, the more likely this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I don't have another answer.
We also got a speaker to the House, and I normally don't talk about politics here on Curry and
Crow. But this was fun.
It was kind of fun. Can I tell you something, just as a patriotic American individual who doesn't follow politics a whole lot?
Yeah, that's just, a good. I love the way you just qualified that.
Thank you very much. I love this country, and I've been flying in my front yard, and I love everything about it. I realize we have our issues, but this Speaker of the House thing wore me out. It was the one thing where I felt like if we could not move forward as a country, we couldn't even vote on things. We got to change that, too.
Yes.
Something's got to change where one person can control everything that happens in this country as far as in moving policy along. I think that should be the first thing they should do. And the fact that they got some guy that he's second to the president, the fact that he had no clue who this individual is.
And he was like number 13.
Yeah.
And he's second to the president. Right.
Yeah.
I love the way the news organizations do this too. You do this with anybody who's elected. Someone gets elected who's kind of an unknown.
Yeah.
So-and-so, what's the guy's name?
It's
Smith?
Like
Johnson?
Yeah.
Right, Johnson. So all you need to know about Mike John, whatever his name is, Johnson, and the news organization would do this, and there's all the facts. He's married, he's divorced, here's his beliefs, and you're right. I mean, you're right, and that part of that's our fault.
Yeah.
Right, because we tend to not be, as a whole, a lot of us are not engaged in
Louisiana?
No, Louisiana.
Louisiana, that's right, Louisiana.
Did we have Scalise on Louisiana? And did he bail in the last minute?
Yeah.
That's like price of democracy.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing too. Oh, and this guy's a constitutional lawyer.
Yeah.
The other thing too, and what was the qualification? I am a patriotic guy who's a psychologist who has no knowledge of this, okay?
Yeah.
The other thing I think is so interesting is it has a biblical feel. We talk about the framers of our Constitution,
uh-huh.
right? And whenever I hear that, there is a part of me that thinks, okay, so these dudes who are really smart wrote this thing over 200 years ago.
Yeah.
And yes, they were smart. Very forethinking and all that stuff. But it's 200 years ago. Like, they didn't know the internet was going to be there.
Yeah.
So the framing of it isn't, I mean, this is why we have amendments and all this kind of thing. But I feel like we always do this, like, you know, our founders envisioned blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It has this, whether, I don't care what your religion is, this biblical feel to it, which is, you know, so-and-so envisioned this is what it was supposed to be, but maybe it wasn't supposed to be that way.
Well, maybe it wasn't.
That's what I'm saying.
We see states change their constitutions all the time.
Right. So like, this isn't, this felt very janky.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
I'm just glad we got somebody in there.
Well, are they sure they're in? Are they all the way in? Are they for sure in?
Yeah,
Schumer's going to meet with them.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, Schumer's going to meet with them.
I'm just glad we can start moving forward, because we got business to take care of. Although I don't think we were getting anything done when we had Speaker of the House in
there.
Now we just get to argue more. No, between from the impeachments to
right.
The civil lawsuits
right.
to the election fraud to all those things didn't really bother me a whole lot. But not having a speaker and knowing
right.
we're just sitting on our hands and no one was working or doing squat really pissed me off.
But you're fine because we're going to go into the election cycle and then it's going to all start again.
Well, and hopefully, because I really didn't see how they were going to find anybody. I really did. I mean, when you, and of course, and no one's faulting the Democrats. Of course, they all voted nay. Every single one of them voted nay.
No.
So, you know, they didn't help the cause at all. But again, if you're picking a person that even the Republicans can't choose, then why, as a Democrat, would you not vote for that person? Because you want to bring that person in.
Because they kept waiting.
Yeah.
How much farther down the list are we going to get?
Yeah.
Maybe that was what the Democrats think.
And he had like two or three votes to spare. He must be a lover, man.
I don't know. Well, after he was elected in, or voted in, then all his stuff came out,
yeah.
You know, about what he stands for, et cetera. And like I said, Schumer's going to meet with him. They're going to have lunch.
They're going to have lunch.
It's going to be great. And Biden congratulated, but he said, hey now, with asking for $1 gazillion. this whole thing is great. It's not great. It's terrible. It's so terrible. You have to laugh. You can't laugh. Can I laugh?
Yeah, you can laugh.
It's like a show. Only it's real.
I know. It's pretty wild. And congratulations to
Mike.
Is his name Mike Johnson? I don't even know what his name is. The last name is Johnson. It's a really mundane name. It's a really
I think it's Mike.
It's a really bland name.
It's either Tim or Mike. Go ahead.
So congratulations to him.
Congratulations, right.
We'll
Mike.
We'll be on Fox 6 later on this morning, 9:35. Don't forget to check out my other show on ABC 3340. Yes, fantastic. By the way, I've won my last five plays that we picked
Mike.
Ball games.
Sorry, it's Mike.
Mike Johnson. Okay,
yeah.
We pick ball games every single week.
Yep.
I'm 5-0 the last 5 weeks, so I'll give you a big winner this Saturday morning, 10:30 to 11:00 on ABC 3340. Should be a great show called The Starting Lineup with Kip Kiefer and myself, Tony Curry. We have Terry Quillian on there. The legend does his Tide forecast. And also, of course, we have Case Kiefer giving us some plays from the desert. That'll be on ABC 3340, but we'll be on Fox 6 later on this morning here talking about this Tinder thing. I want to talk about this Tinder thing again one more time. It's amazing to me because I'm 57 years old.
Right.
How many people, and I've been divorced now for over 2 years.
Are you on Tinder?
I am not on Tinder, but it's amazing how many people my age...
Yeah.
Do dabble in the farmer's daughter or over 50 or just dating things. And I don't know if it's because it's out of desperation because, listen, I know I'm not going to find anybody at this age, or is it just something I get into because I'm not the Tinder number.
But it's convenient. Like, so this is, I'm married, so I guess in some ways, like.
Would you ever get on a dating app?
Yes.
Would you?
I'll tell you why. And I mean, I got a lot of clients who are either single. Three categories of clients: never been married and in their late 30s,
mm-hmm.
Recently divorced, and late 30s,
yeah.
Or like you, old guy,
yeah.
And divorced, older. And here's the thing: I mean, I think dating apps got such a bad rap when they came out because it was for hookups.
Yeah.
But if you think about like my kids' generation. It's a tool. It's like a it's to me it's the difference between go to a dictionary or an encyclopedia at the library versus just Google it.
Well, we actually started at first with something called speed dating. Remember we used to do
yeah.
We did speed dating in bars. You had speed dating. You had 3 or 4 minutes to get to know somebody, and then if you actually got their number, then you felt like right. you had something on you.
I mean, I think, so why, it's not inherently bad. I think the problem is, much like we have with everything on social media and the internet, and so, there's no barrier to entry, so there's a lot of noise in there. Mm-hmm. Talk to kids who are 20s, and I'll tell you, I mean, that you got to scroll through a lot, and then there's a lot, you know, but if you think about it, to me, it's not a substitute. It's not one or the other. You can be on Tinder, and you're still out engaging in social things, and you sure. might meet somebody there, but why wouldn't you?
And I like the idea that I think when you're talking about looking at, if you're wanting to buy a prize cow, and they're just showing you one,
right?
There's not a whole lot, but if they're showing you 35, chances are you'll find something that you kind of like about a cow, not to say that people on Tinder are cows.
No, that's exactly.
But so from a rejection standpoint, it seems a lot more alluring as well, because we don't like rejection. We certainly don't like rejection, particularly when we're in our 50s and we've been through a lot of life. And we
yes.
know we're smarter. So we don't want that rejection of
having. Nobody swiping on you.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
That's.
But that, somebody will, because now you have hundreds of people that
can yeah, swipe. Well, again, it's social media. Somebody's going to like your video.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to watch it. Right?
Be careful.
That's the problem. I mean, that's the problem. But I really do think that there's nothing wrong with dating apps. And particularly, you know, because we have now we have all of these specialized versions.
Yeah.
Over 50, if your wealth is this. And I think it's great. Why not? It's very efficient. It's, to me, it's not, you know, it's not going to guarantee anything. And yes, you may have some, you know, losers that you end up, but what else are you
going
to do?
I was going through the select there at the church on Sunday, and they had
an app. I'll bet you they must have an app.
There's Capitone.
What is it? I know there's no one.
Yeah.
Why not? I think it's great. I think, listen, I also have a lot of friends who are over 40
yeah.
who are Jewish.
Yes.
Who found their next partner through JDate.
I got a good friend of mine who just got on Match.com, and he's 62 years old.
So, you know, give me the reason why you wouldn't do it.
It seems like it is...
Swarmy?
Swarmy, but you're hard up.
Right.
But again, if you're one of those individuals that's, you know, you're set in your ways as far as in your business and you're working and you got kids and you're doing your things and you don't...
What are you going to do? You're going to go out to 17 different parties? No, you just swipe.
Yeah, exactly, you swipe.
And to me, the thing that kind of blew me away was the first time, my kids are 2 years apart, but the first time that each of them let us know somehow, it was through conversation, very casual, mm-hmm. that they were on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I had this weird, like, oh, okay. You know, psychology. Let's talk about it a little bit. But it was, you know, and their approach to it was, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I mean, it doesn't, like they said, it doesn't preclude me going to sorority parties and frat parties and things in college, center, but why not? You know, like, maybe there's somebody who lives in this town. That's why I said one of my kids lives the hellscape. That is Tinder in Alabama.
And chances are you will find somebody on there that you're attracted to.
Or, the other thing you find, so here's the other interesting thing. Again, talk to 20-year-olds. You also find everybody you went to high school.
Oh, I know, right?
It's like a yearbook only.
No one looks like they used to.
That's exactly. I told you, one of my kids went to the Auburn game, and she's like, it was like a high school reunion. Only for multiple years. Like, she's like, these are all the people I went to high school with when I was a freshman, and like they were there and they've graduated on, they're all there. She's like, it was the most sort of pseudo is Auburn, but it was like just local.
Yeah,
it felt so local. I said, that's, you know.
Well, Tinder's got this brand new thing now where you're allowed to let friends and family actually look at the people
the
you're
choosing. The family thing.
And a lot of people are kind of seeing through Tinder's crap here, saying this is an opportunity for Tinder to actually pull in more people.
I think it's genius. You love me. I love Martin. No, Martin. I think it's genius.
No,
I can't. Here's the scenario that I see. I definitely, first of all, you don't need your family's, you don't need a special version of the app to show your family what you're looking at. True. You could just look at it.
Yeah.
So right. So you got to recreate the toothpaste. Mm-hmm. To me, it's the toothpaste. It's, you know, we've created a special thing. Here's where I think that it gets both bad and interesting. It's the parents encroaching on it.
Yeah.
I will look at it. You must make me part of the family connection. Mm-hmm. Holidays are coming up. Let's put it up on our TV and see, and we'll all vote on it.
See who you're bringing to the holiday.
Oh my God. You know, see, here's the other thing too. I gotta collect my thoughts. It's such a shit show. Like, who does that? You know who does that? I'll tell you who does it. This is it. These are the relationships where, like we said, if you're the dad and you now know that this is available, you better damn make me part of that family unit. You better make me part of the thing, you know, or I'm going to take your car away. I'm going to take...
Oh, it reminds me of like the backwoods where you had arranged marriages.
Well, that's what I'm saying, cultural differences.
Trying to set up the Johnson's daughter with your son.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll talk about it on Fox 6 coming up at 9:35, 9:40 with Janice Rogers and, of course, Mike Dubberly and the entire Fox crew. In the meantime, make sure you podcast everything going on Tony Curry Radio with that TKR app. Super easy to get through Android or Apple. It's just the three letters, TKR. Listen to classic rock and bone. We have 14 different shows, all fantastic shows. We run pretty much every single day of the week from about 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. And a classic rock to the bone. And get the Curry and Claypo show whenever you want, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Are available on every major industry. And you can now watch all of our shows on our Tony Curry Radio YouTube channel, so you can actually see the shows that we're doing as well.
LubeTube?
Is
that what you said?
YouTube. Did I say LubeTube?
I thought you said LubeTube.
Could be a Freudian slip.
That's right.
YouTube channel, so check it out. We'll be on Fox 6, 9:35 this morning. Have a great day. See you.
Bye.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.